For the project to have gone through, the state school board would have had to support up to $250 million in tax incentives offered to Facebook to build in West Jordan. Also, the company behind Project Discus would get a 75% property tax rebate for the first two buildings, an 85% rebate for buildings 3 and 4, and 100% for buildings 5 and 6.
That didn't come from Project Discus. That came from another government entity who made them that offer without talking to the other government entities, without talking to the State Board of Education or the school district.
Board member Stan Lockhart says they essentially voted to phase in the project instead of supporting it all at once. They decided to support the construction of the first two buildings with a cap of $100 million in tax incentives.
We just simply don't want to create the new standard of being 100%, because then our school children don't get the increment. They really don't get it.
But shortly after this decision, officials in West Jordan issued a statement saying they ceased all negotiations with the company behind Project Discus and that all incentives have been rescinded. They also said a competing deal offered by New Mexico was too good compared to what the Utah State School Board was agreeing to.
That doesn't entirely surprise me, because it was on shaky ground after the vote today at the State School Board.
Salt Lake County Councilman Richard Snellgrove agreed with the school board that the original proposal was too much to give. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.